The World This Week. Politics.
In Pakistan, an Islamist suicide bomber killed 74 people, including many children, in a park in Lahore, capital of the province of Punjab. Jamaat-ul-Ara, a splinter group of the Pakistani Taliban, claimed responsibility, saying that it intended to target Christians. Separately, in Islamabad, thousands of protesters who overran the central government security zone left after extracting assurances that the government had no plans to amend the country's draconian blasphemy law.
The High Court in Delhi, India's capital, ruled that calling your husband Mota Hathi, or fat elephant, was grounds for divorce.
The party of the Brazilian Democratic Movement, the main governing partner of the Brazilian president Dilma Rousseff, quit the coalition. Although some of its ministers may stay, its departure increases the chances that Ms. Rousseff will be impeached on charges that she used accounting trickery to disguise the size of the budget deficit.
Venezuela's National Assembly, which is controlled by parties opposed to the left-wing government of Nicolas Maduro, passed a law that would free 70 political prisoners. They include Leopoldo López, an opposition leader who was sentenced to 14 years in jail for inciting violence during protests. Mr. Maduro has said he will veto the bill.
Colombia's government and the ELN, the country's second-largest guerrilla group, are to begin formal talks to end half a century of conflict. The two sides agreed on an agenda including terms for disarming the rebels and their participation in politics. Colombia has been holding peace talks with the largest rebel group, the FARC, since 2012.
Syrian government troops retook the ancient city of Palmyra, captured by Islamic State last May. Although two famous temples at the site were blown up by IS vandals, it looks as though the bulk of the antiquities have survived unscathed. Meanwhile, the Pentagon said that a senior commander in IS had been tracked down and killed in Syria by American special forces.